Don't say anything inappropriate. This is going out into all of the airwaves.
Oh, but don't forget to let me remind the audience that I put Trent Haga here because he looks like Jake, and it's like Jake is here in spirit.
Jake is here in spirit, yeah, part of the diaper mafia.
He looks just like Jake, doesn't he?
He does, yeah. He acts like Jake, too.
Yeah.
All right, okay. Here we go. And then I'm here with the Toxic Avenger 4 poster. I look like a fucking Joe Rogan podcast with the... Yeah, look at that here, yeah. All right, cool. All right, you guys ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Hey, all you mutant goons from beyond, we're back, that's right, with an all-new episode for you. And sadly to say, this is one of the last ends of Tro March. But anyway, we're back here, you mutant goons from beyond. My name's Doug, and with me are my esteemed colleagues, co-hosts, and cohorts, Aid and Jason. Why don't you guys say hey to the MGBs from beyond?
Hello! I hope you guys are enjoying Tro March as much as we are. Downloads might not reflect, we don't care, we do this for us. Tro March is for us. Tro March is for the boys, like they say on Saturdays.
Yeah, Tro March most definitely is for the boys. Hey, goons, it's Aid.
Well, I kind of disagree with that because, you know, it's funny. My sister, she doesn't have a very big, like, physical media collection. My niece is born. She's, like, 1 year old now. But my sister's, like, going through all the books and stuff. And then she has, like, a small collection of, like, DVDs and stuff. And she's like, oh, any of the DVDs? Because when I get a Blu-ray or something, I'll just hand her my hand-me-downs. And she's like, do you have Terra Firma on DVD? Because I really want that one. So she loves Terra Firma and she loves this movie. So this is one that's been in her collection. Now she's like, I'm going to show my daughter this when she gets older because they're funny.
They are funny. Is that the edited version or the unedited version of Terra Firma?
Fully uncut one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
The smegma filled.
Is the unrated cut on VHS? I don't think it's on VHS, is it?
I think it is. Well, I told you the whole... It's the same thing with this movie, too. You got to be careful with Citizen Toxie. There's an R-rated cut floating around. I'm not sure what's on Tubi. Was it pretty gory on Tubi? Pretty explicit?
I watched it on YouTube, and it's 2 hours long, so I'm assuming I watched the unrated cut.
Okay. Because, yeah, the R-rated cut like cuts out a lot of the violence in this movie.
I'm sure.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Terra Firma and not Toxie, but I couldn't speak because Stella was barking, so...
Oh, okay. Did you watch this on Tubi, Aid?
Yeah, I watched it on TV. I took 2 days to do it because it was fucking long and nobody told me that. And then I looked at the time and I'm like, because I'm thinking, okay, this has got to be over soon. And it's like not even halfway through and I'm like, boys.
Oh, man. But you made it. You made it to the best part. You were talking about her in the chat, the abortion clinic lady.
She was the best. I loved her. And she kind of reminded me, like, because we had done Mama. Remember
yeah.
when we did Mama? She reminded me of Octavia Spencer at the fucking vet's office.
Yeah, just imagine that. We need to get you an abortion ASAP.
So that was great. I did like that, yeah.
Okay, cool. But if you guys don't know what we're talking about here, because you don't see it on video, we're talking about Citizen Toxie, the Toxic Avenger Part 4. So the fourth part of the Toxie series, and we're in the intro of this. They even clearly say don't watch 2 and 3, they're garbage. This is the real sequel.
Yeah, that's right. Even they basically retcon 2 and 3 because everybody's like, this is just bad.
Well, see, have you seen any movies recently that have had like an intro where it's like, I don't know, the only thing I can think of is like Leprechaun Returns or something where they just say, oh, forget all those other fucking movies, this is the real sequel.
Halloween 2018, movie. Right?
Halloween 2018. But they didn't have the balls to have Stan Lee narrate it and say, oh, this is the real fucking sequel.
It's just so funny to me that Stan Lee narrated this movie when he's like basically he's always such a wholesome guy, but apparently like him and Lloyd were buddies. I mean, they're both New York, you know, just old school New York folks. And of course, Marvel wrote the Toxic Avenger comic for a little while. It makes sense. I'm sure they always probably talk to each other at cons because I'm sure they're at the same cons constantly, but it's just such a wholesome guy. He always was. And he's in with this movie, which is decidedly unwholesome.
Yeah, obviously there's a lot of issues with this one, but I think it's interesting that you say that because around the same time or close to the same time Mallrats came out, right? And wasn't he doing a cameo for that in Kevin Smith's movie? So
yeah. Yeah, well, he's talking about the genitalia of superheroes.
Yes, Brody. Oh, bless his heart, I love Brody. I feel like that's Jake. Like, if Jake lived in the 90s, he would be Brody.
He'd be Brody.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. Absolutely. I could totally see that for sure.
Vegan Brody. Brody.
Vegan Brody.
Now this one here, it's funny because when I don't know how you guys got exposed to this movie, and I say exposed because that's really what it is, but this one, when I rented the Toxic Avenger VHS from the library when I first saw Toxic Avenger, the first one, there was a trailer to this before the Toxic Avenger, and I had not seen any of the Toxic Avenger once, and when I saw this, I'm like, what the fuck is, like, the trailer for this is so good. I used to watch it back and over and over and over again. I'm like, I gotta see this fucking, where's this fucking movie been my whole life? It's funny because I was on, this was back when Amazon was like a bookseller and like VHS a little bit. Like, I used to order VHSs from Amazon, like brand new. So that's going back to like 2004, 2005.
Because I know A History of Violence was the last VHS movie that anybody, that big studios made. So I'm assuming Troma had probably quit making VHS tapes at that point too.
Then again, I was in Ohio, so they're all, you know, they're always 10 years behind of everything.
The video is messing up again. I hope you guys are enjoying that.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's a little glitch up there.
Yeah, you're like Andrew Tate. You're getting mixed up in The Matrix.
Oh, gosh.
Oh my god.
Yeah, for you video viewers up there, I don't know what it is, but Jason's, his camera scrambles. Are you in the closet right now too?
I'm always in the closet recording.
He's always in the closet. Okay.
So there you go. My apartment is hardwood, so everything echoes, so I have to be in somewhere like tight or so I'll get an echo. It's really annoying for audio.
You perked my ears up. Tight spaces, hardwood floors in the closet. What? This is a Troma March.
Yeah,
for sure,
I try to record inside Toxie's wife's stomach, like much like her, the twins in this movie.
Oh, the twins. Yeah, yeah. So, aww. Yeah. Which, you know, Lloyd has been announcing a Toxic Avenger 5, the Toxic Twins, like, since this movie was, like, fucking made. And that hasn't happened yet, because we're still waiting on that remake.
Well, the remake's been made. They've made the remake. It just, they haven't announced, like, when it's coming out. They've announced, I mean, they've made it.
Well, I'm excited to see it, because I guess one of the Nazis from that movie, The Green Room, directed it. So I'm kind of curious to see how it goes.
He's done some good films. He's an independent film guy. He was in Blue Ruin, and he's pretty good. So if anybody could do a decent Hollywood Toxic Avenger movie, I think he maybe would have a good shot at it.
Yeah, well, what I'm excited for is Peter Dinklage is supposed to play Toxie.
Which yeah. is pretty great.
I can't fucking wait. If it's a Toxic Avenger movie, I have the comic books, I have the video games, I have the DVDs, I have the Blu-rays. I'm gonna get the 4K when they come out. You want to know what? Don't tell Yahira this. Shh. Oh no, she's probably listening. Remember when I said I'm not gonna upgrade to 4K? I got a 4K player just for Toxie. I'm like, you
Douglas.
Know what? I know, but I had to, and I've been working double overtime. I'm like, you know what? I want to do this because Toxie's coming out on 4K. I'm going to jump on that gun.
Are they announced? Has Troma announced that they're doing 4K?
Troma's not doing the 4K. Vinegar Syndrome's doing it. And that's why I trust them. Because Troma's, it doesn't have a very good track record with their quality. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm watching it. Like, yeah. Well, go ahead, Aid. I don't want to interrupt.
Oh, no. I just had a question. If Troma was involved with the remake, because we have Elijah Wood tied to it, Peter Dinklage. Is Troma like at the helm?
Sure they are. Yeah, I don't think they'll be as for. I mean, who's to? They haven't really made much news. I imagine it's going to be like that Mother's Day remake where it's like in credits only. And
Lloyd Kaufman was talking about he had had meetings with the guy who made it at certain points. So I guess he's probably involved a little bit. I don't to what capacity. Who knows? It's a Hollywood movie. They don't really care for Lloyd Kaufman or Troma, which you get. You know, James Gunn got fired from Disney because of his tweets with Troma with Lloyd Kaufman.
well, in his book, James Gunn like came all over Lloyd's desk that's like in the opening of his book, right?
The introduction is James Gunn talking about jerking off, getting a copy of Class of Nukem High, fast forwarding it to Janelle Brady's boobs and masturbating on Lloyd Kaufman's desk while he was away. And it's all for fun.
That really happened?
Yeah.
It's what he says in the book, that's what happened. And then after that, it is Trey Parker talking about how after they did Cannibal the Musical, they had their meeting with Lloyd Kaufman for distribution, and they had to pay for Lloyd Kaufman's lunch at Del Taco.
Oh, yes, I remember that. Didn't we talk about that before? Oh, my God. What a mess.
Yeah, and Lloyd Kaufman later interviewed Trey Parker when he was hungover one day. About that forward, and he brought Del Taco. It's like, hey, I'm sorry you paid for my lunch. Here's some Del Taco.
Well, now he's apologizing.
So. Yeah, exactly.
Well, it's Del Taco. It was like $3. Like, come on. And this was back in the day, so God knows how cheap that was. I'm just really curious to see how audiences will perceive Toxie, because the kids, and I say the kids, when I say the kids, I'm always talking about my students, who have discovered me on a podcast. I have no idea what the hell trauma is. And then I told you that they were looking up trash shoes in the credits. And then they were like, I noticed that you're the only one not on here. And that's when I was like, I'm not.
Oh, you and Jason are on there now.
Okay, yeah, good.
Yeah,
okay.
I saw that. Yeah.
Because you guys had not, you guys had not had one. So it like takes extra time and it, I guess they never got to it. So I resubmitted it, but it's on there
oh,
now.
Oh yeah. No, I assumed you had already have one established and then you like clicked it or something. So I just thought it was my fault. Like I didn't care, but it was just hilarious that they had said that. And I was like, well, you know, if you ever watch trauma movies and they're like, well, what's trauma? So I made the grave mistake.
Did you say, oh, did you pull out your chair and sit backwards on it and say, let me tell you something?
Let me tell you a story of a place called Tromaville where all your dreams can come true.
and I gave them, I forget which ones I told them they could watch. I don't even remember now what
None
I said
of them.
They should watch.
None of Monster in the Closet.
Yeah. That's...
Oh, yeah, that one. Isn't that Paul Walker?
It's Paul Walker and Fergie.
And Fergie, okay. So that one. And then maybe not Terra Firma. What was the other
first
one?
First Toxic Avenger is not that bad.
Yeah, Toxic Avenger.
I mean, except
yeah.
for the, you know, the kid getting the head run over. But everything else is kind of, that's nothing worse than what they'll see on. I mean, they're talking about Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake. Yeah, this is not worse than that. Or this movie probably is. The original Toxic Avenger movie is not.
They well, all you do went get... saw Scream this weekend. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Please. I don't say fuck, but I'm like, just shut up. I don't want to hear it.
If you tell me who the killer is.
Oh, yeah. See, I haven't seen Scream 6 yet, but I want to. I just, it's so hard to get to the movie theaters nowadays. It's been raining like fucking cats and elephants and pinochas here in California. So it's been harder to get to the movie
theaters. River about rain.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know, I talked to Yahira today, actually, and she told me what was going on. So I was like, oh, shit, because I didn't think it affected y'all because I thought it was just the beaches. I saw on the news, everything was eroding. And I'm like, ooh, but as long as your house is fine.
Oh,
and there's no damage.
Yeah, Mr. P just keeps giving me a grieving face of like, I have to crack shiny. So
got Mr. P a boogie board and a life jacket. Send him out.
Send him to Stella's. Oh man, but yeah. See, every time I host, I always go off keister again. But that's just how my brain works. Here, I'm like, what the fuck? Well, that's how this movie fucking works too, because they go intergalactic. They go, what the fuck?
We could just talk about maybe budget and like who's in it, because mm-hmm. this is a. And as much as I was annoyed, I was telling Jason before you came on, Doug, as much as I was annoyed by the movie, I mean, it was fun. Like, I didn't hate it. Like, it was entertaining. But there's a lot of problems that we know. And I can say the problems later. I can say them now. Whatever. It doesn't matter.
But my question to you, did you laugh?
Yes, I did laugh.
There you go.
You're
see, the movie did what it's
going
supposed to do.
Adrian,
well, of course I'm going to hell. But, you know, you guys know that I'm a sucker for Trent Haga. So when I saw his face, I was like, okay, I'm happy now. Now I lost my fucking train of thought. No.
Oh, we'll just go over the statistics of the movie.
Yeah.
The metadata in this one, there are so many good people in it. And so I was really happy that I watched it. Like when I saw like Lemmy come in and James Gunn. And
your favorite director of all time is in the movie, Eli Roth.
Eli Roth is standing next to Lemmy. Like you guys didn't tell me any of this. Like what the fuck? All right. But anyways, statistics, go.
Oh, man. All right. So this film came out in 2001. So right when the Twin Towers hit. Actually, yeah, not too far off from when the Twin Towers hit.
It was October. Oh, my God. A month.
Yeah. So, man, that's pretty crazy because maybe that's why this didn't have like the big. I don't know, because the thing is, Columbine was in 99, right?
Yeah, that was the big thing at that point. I thought that obviously,
was
with the opening.
98? Was Columbine 98 or 99? God,
I think
I was
it was
in
98.
High school when that happened.
Time for an Alexis question. So.
Was I in high school?
No, I was in. I mean, I was in elementary school.
So it happened in 99 and 420. No, that was Columbine. Okay.
We're talking about when the movie came out.
So this Toxic came out in 2000, but I had a bunch of different dates, which I thought was interesting. So we can talk about that.
Yeah, go ahead. If you have the information ahead of you, verbal diarrhea.
Yeah, no, October 8th, 2000 was when it came out initially, but it actually aired in Cannes on May 15th. It was at Cannes Film Festival. Like, what? But I don't know what they play there. I've never been to Cannes. I wish I could, but you know. And then November 2nd, 2001, New York City. And actually, they were going to have... They had something involving the Twin Towers, I noticed in the trivia, but they took it out because of what happened. Not that we need to discuss that. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Yes, there's actually been a whole documentary about them going to Cannes and trying to sell this movie.
Yeah, a lot of them got arrested.
It looked like an episode of Jackass, but a little bit fancier from what I was from what little I watched of it. I also read all this kind of, there's a whole thing where like a Trent Haga was sleeping on the marble floor of the hotel room because he could afford to get another hotel room, or Troll Lloyd wouldn't pay for another hotel room for him.
So, okay, with trauma, and this is just a question I have, and I know that Jason actually has literature on this, which I did not know that there were novels written about, you know, the illustrious trauma.
Oh, no, it's Lloyd Kaufman's how-to books, essentially. There's how to make your own damn movie, how to produce your own damn movie. But they all have anecdotes, and Trent Haga co-wrote that one with them.
Okay, and so... So do people really get paid to do these things, or no? Like
in trauma, no.
Well, okay. I mean, Trent Haga was actually talking about it. So he wrote the script, and he gave him like $800, which he was pissed about because that wasn't even a month's rent at the time. And he also made him do it while he was on his honeymoon because Lloyd's reasoning was we have plenty of time.
Oh, yeah. Trent's not available anymore. My God.
Yeah, anyway. Exactly. Yeah. So he wrote Citizen Talks while he was on his honeymoon. And he was supposed to be just the line producer, which is a shit job, and he was getting $300 a month for it, or $300 a week for being a line producer for the movie. Then the AD dropped out 2 days before the shoot, and Lloyd looked at him and was like, hey, I'll give you another $50 a week if you'll be the AD. So he was getting $350 a week to be the line producer and to be the assistant director, which he never got credit for at the end of the day, which made him pissed off because when the credits roll, he did not get his credit for being the AD, just a line producer.
Yeah, that's Troma in a nutshell for you. So
yeah.
Well, you know, a lot of those stories, like you say, like I know Abe said it's funny that there's literature on this, but honestly, like some of the coolest things, like Citizen Toxy has a double disc, and the second one is like the Apocalypse Soon. It's like the making of it. Like the making of Terra Firma, the making of Toxic Avenger, the making of Poltergeist, like watch those. Those are movies in itself. Just all the shit that goes wrong, like how terrible they're living.
Yeah, the Poultry in Motion is the only one I've watched, which is the Poltergeist one. And I was like, this is just a nightmare to film for everyone. Because it's got like, there's like Lloyd's a professional. Then there's like two other people that have been working at Troma forever. Then everybody was like, hey, do you want to help out do a movie? That'll be fun, right? Like, you know?
Yeah, you get the actors crying. Like I remember when they're getting their eyeballs ripped out, one of the ladies is like, I'm going blind, I can't see, and then like they have to stop everything. I'm just like, man, this is a and there's flies all over the place. And then the guy playing Denny, he's like, I'm walking off of this. They're like, no, please come back, we'll give you an extra $100. He came back, he's like, I'm tired of this shit.
Oh, but the guy who played from Poltergeist, the one who had the mop handle through his dick, he's in this movie as well. He's one of the diaper mafia folks.
Yeah, he's done a lot for Troma, actually. In fact, I've met him a few times, and I didn't even plan on that. He works with a lot of like low budget lot of low budget films out in L.A. So I ran into him like two or three times. Now he does stuff for Tosh.0. I think he's like the live editor for that or whatever. So,
It's probably a decent paying gig.
Yeah, it is. He's not doing Troma anymore. So
I'm sure it pays more than Troma.
Yeah.
It's like him and Michael Herz, and then nobody else gets paid.
Yeah, pretty much. But but anyway, yeah, Toxic Avenger 4. If you've seen Terra Firma, then basically this is like the baby of that movie, because Terra Firma is basically the making of this movie before it was even made.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I like Terra Firma. I didn't mind it. I really did. I didn't know that until you guys said that, because I've watched it and I'm like, I like this movie, but I don't know what's happening.
A lot of in jokes. So
yeah. And I was looking at the competition for this year. Can we talk about that really quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I feel like I really like a lot. And I guess people say, Jason said this isn't really a horror film, or no, the Surf Nazis Must Die is not really a horror film.
Yeah.
This one, I think, had some really great effects. Like really good practical effects that I enjoyed, that I thought was a lot of fun. The thing is I know that since Columbine and then with subsequently 9/11, but I don't know if this they're obviously making this before that happened. So, but with Columbine, that they had taken a lot of horror films after that, they had like, you know, played back the violence, especially Scream 3 was like a huge hit on that because of, you know, all of those events. And so I really am happy with the fact that they were actually able to keep all of those elements in this, because one, it's ableist, racist.
It's everything.
It's everything that's horrible. The only thing I agree with is that yes, we should have an abortion. And then, I mean, but you know, the thing is I was actually taking a lot of commentary. There is as stupid as it, I hate to look deeply into this, but I will. As if you look at it at face value, yeah, it's a lot of like, you know, dumb shit happening, but it's actually, you know, it is a commentary on environmentalism. It's commentary on how we treat people who are not of sound mind. It's a commentary on abortion. It's a commentary on all of these things and like how society treats us. I mean, there were actual, and which I never really noticed in trauma movies, and I don't know if they're really intentional in most trauma movies, but in this one, I feel like all of these things were very intentional because I noticed them right away. And I don't know if it's because I'm looking at it through a 2023 lens. No idea. And this was, what, 2000? So did they care about this shit back then? I don't know. I don't remember. All I remember just go back, is Justin.
How many times, you know, yeah, people dropping the F. I'm surprised nobody really said the F word in this movie. Not really that I can think of. Obviously, the R word was dropped a whole lot. I mean, everybody was.
The F word a couple times. Yeah.
But I mean, everybody was saying that just like loosey goosey. You know, everybody was like, you're hanging with your friends playing your Nintendo 64, and somebody drops a remote. It's like, oh man, you're such a. Yeah, you know, that.
Well, that's every Eli Roth dialogue, so.
Sure, you know. And it's so weird. Like, he's never worked for Troma, but he's, like, such a Troma stan, you know? Like, he did that Bloodsucking Freaks commentary track. Well, that's the only thing he's really doing for Troma. But he's always, he's in Terra Firma, too, briefly, right?
I think he is. The naked guys running around.
But yeah, he's also like an extra on The Mirror Has Two Faces. He's one of Barbara Streisand's students that keeps popping up. And I'm watching because I love that movie. And I was watching it recently because they had put it on Netflix. I go, why the fuck is Eli Roth in this movie? like several times, not just once or twice, like several times his ass shows up. And I'm like, okay, here we go.
Lloyd always goes to gives like little teachings at NYU film school because they're cheap, because they'll work cheap and they've got no experience. So he does that a lot. And Eli Roth was probably at NYU at the time.
Oh, that's probably true. Okay, yeah. That works. Yeah.
I saw they got Joe Lynch. You guys seen that movie Mayhem that's on Shudder?
Yeah. Joe Lynch worked on this for a bit.
yeah, he got fired apparently. At least to him telling it, he said he quit because Michael Hirst quit paying for his health insurance. Hmm. And he was like, fuck you, I'm out. Because who needs that stress at Troma, no less.
Oh yeah, everyone's always getting injured in the trauma movies. They're getting though that's the rule, you know, safety to humans, safety to people's property, and make a good movie is rule number three.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I mean, Joe Lynch, like, right around now everybody points to the 80s kind of being the heyday of trauma, because you know you've got Toxic Avenger and Nukem High and then Troma's War and a lot of like bigger pickups from that era. But there's like from like Romeo and Juliet, kind of when James Gunn came on through, you know, obviously Terra Firma, Toxic Avenger 4, and even Poltergeist a little bit later. Like they had, this is probably their best like produced group of movies in my eyes. Because like all four of them are really good. This one is, of the four, this is probably the one I've watched the least, because it's just kind of like, this is just way out there. even Terra Firma was like, you're crossing some lines here, bud. But it's still a fun movie. You know, it's wildly offensive. They had a lot of the people of Poughkeepsie to let them film there, like, constantly. Trent Haga actually had to sit with the mayor and tell him what they were doing here. There would be no nudity in public, and there's no violence in public, we swear. And then immediately they started doing the, like, one of the first things they shot was that scene where Knox, he comes out and starts murdering everybody in Tromaville.
Oh yeah,
that
yeah.
was one of the first things they shot. It was like, well, this might get us in trouble, but fuck them.
Yeah, you know, fuck them. At the end of the day, like, that's, I love this movie. And the thing is, like, back when I was in the military, I had this on DVD, and they would always come to me. I remember I had the Funhouse, and I had Citizen Toxie on DVD, and I had like The Last House on the Left, and this is back when laptops used to have the CD drive and DVD drive. Sure. So that's how we'd watch movies and stuff when we were in our bunks. And everyone always, I don't even know what happened to my original copy of Citizen Toxie. Like, everyone kept, hey, can I watch that Toxic movie? Can I watch that Toxic movie? So I just kept lending it out. It was like a lending library. I don't know, even remember if I got it back, but yeah, it made the rounds. Like, the disc was fucking scratched up.
Sure.
Yeah, that was way back when I was in AIT. So
trauma movies really appeal to the teenage dirtbag and everybody. It's like, you know, you shouldn't laugh at it, but you can't help not to laugh at it. You know, because deep down, everybody's just a dirtbag. Yeah, you get a little dirtbag in you. And this is what this movie kind of appeals, that like lizard brain where everybody's just kind of a piece of shit. But, you know, the only thing about, of all the other trauma movies, this one's the one that kind of punches down the most. You know, with all the ableist stuff going on, and Sweetie Honey, and what's the other guy's name?
Tito.
Tito. They're kind of funny, but I'm kind of like, if they were in the movie at all, it wouldn't really be much of a, I mean, I guess you need some kind of sidekick, but that's what the head would be for. You know, he's got the head guy from the, well, the
it was like a whole thing with the Wizard of Oz, right? Oh, yeah. He wakes up and she, and then it hit me because I'm like, oh, she's Dorothy. So, you know, whatever. It was fine. I just think that, like, if you look at this movie and you look at everything else that came out, this probably was the most invasive film that came out, because think of all the other ones that came out, and I'm just going to list these for you that came out just in October that year. Blair Witch 2, Killjoy, which Killjoy is fine, I guess.
Speaking of Trent Haga.
I know, Trent Haga. Cherry Falls, Lost Souls, Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire popped up. I'm like, is that a Disney Channel original movie? And then Hellraiser 5, Inferno.
Yeah, not much competition.
Yeah, that's the one that Scott Derrickson did before he did Sinister.
Oh, yeah.
We've all got to start somewhere.
The rest of the year was very tame with horror films. And I, you know, I have to attribute this to the fact that they probably had to subdue a lot of things. Like, we had Scary Movie, whatever. Christina's House, which had, all I remember is that I had that fine-ass Brendan Fair. And I was like, oh.
I've never even heard of that movie.
Oh, Brendan Fair is on the cover.
Oh, I know who Brendan Fair is. I used to watch Roswell.
Oh, I love Roswell. Oh, my gosh. See, that's why Jason and I are best friends.
I was going to say, this turning into the Gilmore Girls episode again.
Oh, my God. Doug, have you started season 2 yet? That's when she finally gets rid of Max.
Of Gilmore Girls, I couldn't get over the, that's funny. Just seriously, shut up. I can't stand that fucking fast talking. I want to put the fucking
it's
wall.
True. But hey, you think about it. How much stuff does do trauma movies throw at you at the same time, though? You know, as much as Gilmore throws at you. I mean, this movie's 2 hours long, and it is just constant. And I like it. I love it for that. But it is just constant. Just constant, constant, constant.
Well, Citizen Taxi wasn't on the CW, so, you know.
Thank goodness.
I think, well, that's my thing. It's like, of all the trauma films, like, yeah, this had a lot of things going on, but I could get through it.
Yeah.
Like, there's some of them I was like, I'll watch, and I'm like, I can't even look at this.
No, I was going to say, there's some line, like, do you remember any of the lines from this one? Because I remember when I first watched it, everyone kept saying, what, are my lips not good enough for your toxic testicle nectar? Like,
you know, oh, God. Flyshaker in this movie is just fucking disgusting.
Oh yeah, well, that's the thing, like, he like in all the other movies he has like kind of side parts, but this one he has a full fucking part. He's playing two characters.
Yeah, exactly.
The Lardass, and what was the other one,
the scientist who gives 50 cent blowjobs.
Oh, okay. I was like, 50 cents cocksucker needs that knows particle physicists.
Oh my God. Yeah, no, I did not remember any lines. Mind you, I put these on while I'm cleaning the house and making dinner. So it's not like I'm watching them at a distance.
Did Dan come in when you were watching this?
Did you see the part where he gave the guy a blowjob and then cum came out of his mouth? Did you see that part?
When did he give the guy a blowjob?
He gave the
It was like an entering. It was like the scene started that way, and it was like over in like 2 seconds. Like, yeah.
No. And then Joe Flyshaker is like, the guy he's giving a blowjob, he's like, have a pie. And he's like dipping his fingers in it and eating the pie.
Oh, I heard that. I was listening to it, but I didn't see it. Thank
oh, you
God.
Didn't see Joe Flyshaker spit the cum out of his mouth?
Before
No.
Yeah.
I've had plenty of cum in my mouth. I'm good. I don't need to
watch it. Well, gargle and rinse.
Yeah. No. And that was when the part where that happened. And then what's Toxie's wife's name? What's his name? What's her name?
It was Sarah.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Was it Sarah? Because
they changed in the second one. Because Lloyd was having an aneurysm or something. He's like, oh, I remember her name was Claire, right? And like, no, it's fucking Sarah. He's like, okay, we'll call her Claire. That's the story of like the second and third one. That's why her name's different.
And when did they change?
Oh, but then Claire's the other one.
Claire's the other one, yeah. The one that's deaf. You dumbass.
Oh, like her sign language, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And then you get the nude girl in the little circle that's doing the interpretation.
Yeah. That is like, when I wonder, I just wanted to like Lloyd Drake's like, just shake your hands and then whatever, we'll figure it out. I was like, okay. And then, of course, the teeth thing, I was like, this is...
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll have you know, after I watch this movie, I remember a good way to get laid is say, oh, you want some of my chunky, chunky dick snot? So, hey, it works. Movie.
I wonder if that's what Trey Haggis said to his wife on his honeymoon.
He's like, hey, honey, you want to get some of this chunky, chunky dick snot? Am I your little cum slut? Like
that's, what is, okay.
That's the dialogue in this movie.
I know. I'm like, yes, I know. I'm aware. It's always one of those things where, like, I thought, but when you first subjected me to trauma, I go, this is going to be the last year I have to do this.
Going on year three.
How many years now are we doing this? And actually, I had mentioned before that Jason made some very good picks this year, so good for Jason. And this one's cute. Like, I think it's cute. You know, there's funny parts to it that was hilarious at, you know, the end where he's going after all of the Nazi cops and one of them is black. I go, oh, yeah. Okay. I'm like, all right, we've got a black
cigar face. Yeah, cigar face. And you want to know what's crazy? Cigar face, that actor does not fucking age. He looks the same way he did back in 1984. So
yeah, he does look very the same. Yeah. Very similar.
Well, good for him with the mustache and all.
But and that's another thing too, for the low budget that this is, the action and fighting and like the scenes and the action scenes are just so fucking, like, I remember when I first saw this, I was like standing up, I'm like, whoa, yeah, this is like when I watched Rambo 4 in the theaters. I literally like stood up, I'm like, holy fucking shit, this is the greatest movie I've ever seen. Holy shit. Like whenever there's like a big action scene, like, or like a lot of like just something that's really livid, like I'll stand up and just go like, whoa. And when Toxie's fighting the Nazis at the hospital and just all that blood, he's ripping their balls off and their necks out, and he's like shoving the mops in their throat and then crushing. So, like, I would literally still, I'm like, this is the greatest fucking action scene I've ever seen.
Crushes their head in the MRI screen. The MRI.
Yeah,
machine.
Yeah. And it's introed by a naked nurse and a naked old guy running down a hallway.
Corey Feldman briefly in there with the nurse.
Yeah, but you know, he couldn't put his name on this movie, so his name was Kinky Finkelstein.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and didn't they like attribute Stan Lee to Peter Parker or something?
Yeah, it's just Peter Parker. Is, yeah.
Well, you know, the funny thing too, like there's a scene when they're doing the black and white footage saying like, Tromadu University, come out over here, you might get laid. And everyone's naked there. That was at the Playboy Mansion, and Hugh Hefner was supposed to be in the movie.
Yeah.
But then his lawyers told him, no, do not do this. Do not do this.
Exactly. That's where Hugh Hefner draws the line at, being in a trauma movie. That's you know, that's where I can't get behind that.
Yeah, that's why I was so annoyed. I'm like, because when I did the research, that was like the biggest thing, that Hugh Hefner was supposed to be there and he's not. And I'm like, really? Really? But what else is he doing that we know he's doing? Like, it's ridiculous. And like, I think that would have been cute. Because then, well, I'm still going to put him as a hashtag. So there you go.
Sure.
Sorry, Hugh. Is he dead yet? He's dead.
Yeah, he died.
Yeah, he died.
Okay.
Now there's another guy in here, and he, like, I used to listen to him because my dad used to have Howard Stern on like burnt CDs. So I used to listen to like Howard Stern on like burnt CDRs. And I remember Howard the angry drunken dwarf, the guy who plays God in this movie.
Hank. It's Hank. Hank the angry drunken dwarf.
Yeah, Hank the, like, he was hilarious. And I'm just like, man, this is like a really deep cut. Like, you have to listen to Howard Stern to really know who this guy is.
Well, this is like almost like at the height of his powers. Like, he had the E! Channel Net TV show. He was on all these like FM radio stations doing with crazy actors, and they had porn stars on with vibrators. Like, this is kind of him at the height of his powers. And honestly, one of my favorite parts of this movie is with the Hank the angry drunken dwarf. Also, tell the Pope, fuck him. He doesn't know me. Keep my name out your mouth.
And his hat looks fucking stupid.
Yeah. That was funny. Actually, I enjoyed that part.
But yeah, so like I said, this movie is just kind of a hodgepodge. And you see, like, we're not really going in necessarily any order, but there's just so much thrown at the kitchen table on this. And it is, like, do you guys think it's better than part 2 and 3?
Oh, by 4.
Okay.
8, have you seen 2 or 3?
No, I have not. Of course not. Okay. I watched part 1, but I remember, and I can't remember, someone said that 2 and 3 were garbage, and I can't remember who said it, so I'm like, why would I watch them? But also too, because I think that with the first one, it was so cute, and I remember Doug mentioning that the girlfriend gets kind of like fucked over as far as like a character throughout the rest of the films, and she does. Yeah. Like, she's not a bumbling idiot in part 1.
No. Not
And
at
I
all.
hate that. Like, why would you do like? Because I think that's just a good, if Jake was here, juxtaposition of oh, my Trent Haga.
Yeah, Trent Haga's here.
Yeah.
Because I think that to have such a like serious type character in a film as ridiculous as this is kind of like a fun dichotomy there, and to like kind of make her a fucking idiot. I don't know. And then when she's like, she's doing her pregnancy test and she's making the bologna sandwich and she's getting like pee all over the place.
Yeah. It's
who
like,
is it
like,
drinks the pee Slater? I forgot. Who was it drinks it?
I think it was Sweetie Honey.
Oh, God.
Oh, no, it was Tito. He's like, this tastes like pregnant lady piss.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. I try to block the disabled people out of my mind because I'm thinking this is so bad,
but like, they were good characters. So like bad. I really like, I would you buy an action figure of Tito and Sweetie Honey if they had them? I thought they were great fucking characters, you know.
He was like selling her for crack. They were about to rape her. Like, what is happening? And Train again just shows up.
And what do they do in the movie? They're just kind of, they're there, you know. And it's like, because when he gets in that fight with Sergeant Kabuki Man NYPD, evil Sergeant Kabuki Man, they're there. Do they do anything? I can't remember.
No, they kind of just get, they're kind of like just the fodder, like kind of following him around and stuff. But
oh, yeah. And who the hell? I don't know what the fuck was going on with the guy with the head, like the head.
Oh, Pompey, the head cheese.
Pompey, yeah. Oh, they got in trouble with Poughkeepsie over that one, by the way.
Like, oh, in that, yeah, yeah.
In that
yeah,
book I read. Yeah, they filmed this movie with Poughkeepsie, and they completely lied to him about what they were going to do in this movie.
No, do you know what scene we're referring to, Aid? The scene where they drag Pompey on the back of the truck, the rednecks are like, oh, man, he just lost one of his arms. Ooh.
Yes.
So when they were filming that movie, apparently the sound of Poughkeepsie was having their Founders Day, their Harvest Festival, like outside. And so everybody saw them dragging Pompey behind a truck with these two rednecks up front. And then the next day, like Trent Haga gets a phone call from the Poughkeepsie newspaper. And he was like, what the fuck? No, we're making fun of this. I'm sorry. And they like, they completely took it out of context. And like, he even says in the book, it goes, trauma crew member says they do this all the time or whatever. I was like, Jesus Christ. And then they put the guy in the machine, or not the machine, the truck, and he gets burned on fire. So it looks like he's in blackface. And then he gets hung by the KKK.
Yeah, the KKK. And then Tox is like, here you go, boys. I found one. And it's, yeah he's like, his face is all burnt and stuff.
Which
and...
was the original Toxic Avenger. That was Mitch Cohen, the original Toxic Avenger.
So that's the guy God. Who played Toxie. Yeah. And then, so there's just so many scenes in this that just make, like, they're totally not politically correct, but even at the time they weren't politically correct. And I think that's why everyone wanted to borrow it back when I was in the military, because they just thought it was so, what the fuck, that it was so bonkers that, you know, it had to be seen to be believed. You know what I mean?
I mean, at this point I'm used to it, I think. So when I saw it, nothing surprised me. I will say that. But if you've never seen Trauma and you start off with this one or Poltergeist, then I think you might just have an idea of what trauma is. There's a lot of like different trauma. So for those of you listening who've never seen other films, they're not all like this.
No, this is like the ones, like if you go to a spicy chicken restaurant, you have to sign a waiver and you don't, you're like, oh, you know, I'll take the extreme heat. You just got to sign a waiver and you fucking puke.
Throw up in the parking lot, right?
Back. Yeah. And I had heartburn the rest of the day. So it's just like that. So if you want to start at like the top tier, it's Citizen Toxie, Terra Firma, and Poltergeist is underneath those ones. But because honestly, Aid, and Jason too, I'm sure you've seen it, Jason, but I know Aid hasn't. But once you get into like Return to like the newer trauma films that came out a few years ago, yeah. I'll be honest. I love Trauma. I've got Taxi tattooed on me. I thought those movies sucked. They're not funny.
No, it's kind of weird. Like, Poltergeist is kind of like the swan song for Trauma when I watch it. Because those movies, I actually kind of enjoyed Part 1 and Volume 1 and 2. And I'm hoping Shakespeare's Shitstorm is, if it ever gets, I'm sure it'll get released at some point. I'm sure it'll be fun. I hope it's fun anyway. But they don't feel like trauma movies the way these kind of did.
Yeah, you know what they feel like? They feel like newer Full Moon movies where it's like the horrible purpose CGI. I'm just like, you know, what happened to the special effects, like the handmade effects? Like, I don't want to see trauma doing bad CGI.
No, the Volume 1 and 2 of Nukem High, they're not quite as bad as the Full Moon movies are now, because those movies were shot in like, the whole movies are shot in like his office, Charles Band's office. at least you do get like sets, but yeah, it's not, it just, it does feel like too much of this, like it's shot in front of a green screen and they'll just fix it in post. Where this kind of, with these Toxic Avenger movies, there's, you get like warts and all filmmaking, you know, even when he's like showing around that guy who's obviously a dummy, but that's kind of the joke, you know?
Yeah.
It's fun. These movies are fun. They're not movies that I can watch like every day. But they're not meant to be that way. They're not meant to be mainstream movies. They're almost like giving their middle finger to the mainstream. It's like punk rock filmmaking, essentially. And he's doing it, you know, and Lloyd and Michael Herz are doing it by themselves, with no interference from anybody other than maybe Lloyd Kaufman's got his wife to answer to every once in a while. Blesser was the head of the NC Film Commission for like 30 years. So I'm sure, I wonder how many awkward conversations she's had about what's this Toxic Avenger movie that's coming out? Thanks, well, Martin Scorsese.
I see how the relationship is, because do you have Lloyd Kaufman on Instagram? Like when he posts his videos and his stories. Like I remember during the pandemic when he was inside the house with his wife, like his wife like was just being driven crazy. Like Lloyd's cooking on the stove, and you know when you turn the burner on, it goes like tick, 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 like that click sound. He had it on the whole time. And she's like, Lloyd, have you had that on the whole time? What? I'm supposed to be cooking. And she's like, you, I cannot deal with you. You go in the other room right now. She's like, I'm going to finish cooking. You know, so it's kind of funny. Like, I could just see, like, when they were making this movie, it's like, are you seriously putting this in the movie? Well, you know. Hey.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. Like, because I follow them, too, and she was making Blue Aprons the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why she calls them.
Trophy wife.
Yeah, Blue Apron trophy wife, and they do vegan meals, of course. It's just hilarious.
And I was like, I ordered that meal this week, because like I'd be like in the kitchen cooking and I'm looking at my thing, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's making the same thing as me.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. Like he'll be saying, oh, what's the sauce? Lloyd, put it down, sit down on the table.
I know, it's like Dan and me. I'm always yelling at him, so I can totally relate. So, but yeah, no, I think this was cute. Honestly, this was fun. Like, it was disgusting and gross and ableist and racist and everything in between, but it was fun.
Would you be recommending this one to your students tomorrow?
No, absolutely not.
It's like, we're gonna take study hall. We're gonna watch Citizen Toxy.
Double feature it with Poltergeist, just to make sure everybody gets offended.
I mean, just to see Trent Haga, maybe.
Maybe
this is the last Trent Haga trauma thing he was involved with. I guess he went off to Hollywood to make his millions and write Lifetime movies for
did that Courtney Easter Cox. Bunny movie that Mikey and I did last year. He was an Easter Bunny kill, and
oh, really?
He shows up at the end and I'm like, oh my god, it's fucking Trent Haga. But yeah, that made me really happy.
But yeah, it's funny, like you said, like it's gross, offensive, it's ableist, sexist, racist, homophobic. But the thing is, like, when you're all that, like at the end of the day, it's like trauma is just this kind of, like, you see Lloyd Kaufman, you see like these are like they're the most progressive people, and like these, a lot of this stuff is like satirical, like you said, you know what I mean? So it's not like in a mean-spirited way, it's like making fun of everything, you know what I mean? So yeah. So it's not like if what's his face, like if Joe Rogan was making a fucking movie, we're gonna make it so conservative and yeah, fuck them, you know what I mean? It's everything. So
yeah, well, you promote violence on UFC, good for you, Joe Rogan. So my thing is like it is a satire, it's a commentary. So anybody who looks at trauma and takes it seriously, I think is doing a disservice for themselves, because again, like Doug always says, this is art, this is independent filmmaking, and all these people like really put a lot into it. Oh, and Mark Torgel comes at the end. We didn't talk about that.
Oh yeah, yeah. He does, yeah. See, there's so much stuff in there. There's like a Star Wars fight scene where he's fighting his because yeah, we've been going on this long. I don't even think we gave a description of this movie.
No, okay. So basically this one, which I had no idea what the hell it was about, and I kind of figured it out because, you know, I was in and out of paying attention. But Toxic Avenger must defend his friends from his own evil alternate universe doppelganger, the Noxious Avenger, or Fender. The Noxious Offender. Okay.
Yeah, so it's his evil doppelganger. He's like a pimp and a drug dealer, and
he's a Nazi too.
Yeah, he's just everything. And he they get switched over.
Pumped up dick.
With a pumped up dick. Have you ever been to prison?
Oh gosh. Yeah. Oh, and it's the dick from Romeo and Juliet.
Yeah, yeah. It's the penis monster from Romeo and Juliet. Yeah. So yeah, every cameo you can get from like earlier trauma films it's in this film. Yeah, and James Gunn is in this movie too. He plays a Stephen Hawking character.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has to come in midway through.
Oh, yeah. And then he got James Gunn. Well, that's why I was like, oh, my God, James Gunn. And I'm like, thank God. I've got metadata for this episode. So it's not also, all is lost.
Yeah. He also pumps up his penis just like the Noxious Offender does.
Yeah, I wondered if that always worked. Like, you just pump it up and I don't know.
Like a commercial or something, and they're talking about, does that work?
What, the penis pump?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it?
Abe, I'll let you Google that one so your FBI FBI agent.
I don't need that in my Google search. I'm good.
Like, hey, do you have ED?
Oh my God, that's horrible. Anyways, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no, I was just saying, but yeah, if you guys are like interested in like the Toxic Avenger movies, like someone who comes from like, the first movie is my favorite movie of all time. Like, I absolutely love it. And this one is, I wouldn't say it's necessarily my favorite because there's just so much stuff. This is like ADHD on film. So it's kind of like Freddy Got Fingered, where it's like screaming and everything, like so much stuff going on. Whereas Toxic Avenger is like 80 minutes, bing bang boom, bing bang boom. There it is, it's done. And yeah, you know, but 2 and 3, I remember 2. I got 2 on VHS from Amazon, and I remember the first time I see it was like the Warner Brothers R-rated cut, and I watched it, and I was so. It was snowing outside. I opened the window. I took the tape out of the VCR when it was done, and I chucked it out in the snow. I fucking hated it. I fucking like, but it grew on me. Now I like it. It's tolerable. It's like.
So you waited for the snow to melt and you went and got it.
No, it was like around December, and I waited until like spring to go get it. Yeah, no, I was pissed. Like, that's never happened to me on a movie. I've never taken a movie out and chucked it out in the snow because I was so fucking pissed. But it's grown on me. And then I watched Toxic Avenger 4 after I watched part 2, and I'm just like, holy shit. It's like I came in my pants, like, but I'm like, oh my God, there's just too much stimulation. What's going on here? And then I watched part 3, and I was like, okay, I actually like part 3 because it was a little more tame and tolerant. So it was a weird mix, but I think it's 1, 4, 2, and 3 now. Like, that's how I rank them.
Okay.
Yeah, so. They're, you know, that's, I'm probably similar. Actually, I think I like 3 better than 2. And I've only seen both of those once, I think, you know, and I'm not a big fan of either of them, but I know it's Toxic Avenger in Japan, and then it's Toxic Avenger versus the Devil, you know, it's just kind of like, meh. But it's, you know, they're all fun movies. If you're into the first one, you'll probably be into the next 3, but the fourth one is definitely the best sequel. We'll see if we ever get the Toxic Twins, if that ever happens.
Well, we'll see, but do you guys play video games at all?
Ish.
Okay.
Adrian, you play video games?
If it's not Mario, don't play it.
Okay. Well, there's they just announced, and on RetroWare, they just announced, I think coming in later this year, is the Toxic Crusaders video game. And it's a 4-player beat 'em up. It's like an arcade, like kind of like the Simpsons arcade game.
Yeah.
But the cool thing is it's online, so you can play as 4 of the characters. You can play as Sarah. You could play as, and the thing is, like, from what I heard, it's the Toxic Crusaders universe, but it's also the Troma universe too. So you'll have characters in there like rabid grannies, you'll have redneck zombies, surf Nazis, and it's the Toxic Crusaders game. So you're fighting all these people, and I don't know, I'm super excited for that.
Yeah, I hope it's a good video game. Apparently, Warren has a cameo in this movie. I didn't see him anywhere in this movie. Warren from Class of Nukem High, the main character from Class of Nukem High.
If he did, he's probably something. That's the thing. If you're looking for a cameo in this movie, it's like those I Spy books.
Sure.
Because there's so many scenes with like random onlookers.
I'm assuming he's probably somewhere around there with the Eli Roth crew at the when Noxie is murdering everybody, which is a pretty funny gag when they keep putting out the population down like 1,000 people.
Yeah. Oh, well, let me ask you, because I think one of the funniest gags in this movie, and I even used it for Trash Juice, where Sergeant Kabuki Man runs over the old lady. And her head gets squashed and she starts diarrheaing all over the street.
Yes.
Did you see that, Aid, or were you cooking?
Yes, I did. I saw all the shitting in this movie, so I hope you're happy.
And South Park does it all the time, too, when one of their characters die.
Yeah, they shit themselves. But yeah,
oh my God. I mean, I guess you do shit yourself, but that's true, though, isn't it?
You void your bowels.
Mm. How come they don't have that in, like, Saving Private Ryan every time someone gets shot? Like, they just start shitting themselves, spraying diarrhea.
Well, I don't show it, but I'm sure it happens.
Well, they gotta add the sound effects. See, if I was Steven Spielberg, I'm like, you know, I gotta go in there and add diarrhea sound effects every time.
Don't you say that, my poor Vin Diesel, when he dies, and his name is Adrian in the movie.
Did he spray shit? Probably did.
I wonder if they ever gave his mom his card. His letters.
Jason, happened?
It's like one of the saddest parts of that entire movie when he's like died and crying and trying to get somebody to hand his letter and they can't get to him because
oh no, it'll get returned. Like, sorry, Vin Diesel, you didn't put enough postage on there. Return to sender.
That'll be
not
the
for Normandy.
No, that'll be what the next Fast and Furious movie is, him going back in time to get that letter to give to Vin Diesel's sister and mom.
Well, in the new Fast and Furious movie, didn't they say they're going to bring back Paul Walker?
Please don't. If somebody's dead, they don't need to bring him back. It's one thing if they like
him back.
Yeah, they can't.
They said they keep talking about him being all over the radio and the dashboard and the steering wheel.
Doug.
Hey. Doug Douglas.
What did that do?
You have no idea how much I cried when he died. I sat and cried. I literally was crying. I was very upset. Like, I was visibly upset, but it doesn't matter. You guys know I cry about everything, so it doesn't matter. Anyway, back to, I almost said Romeo and Juliet. What the hell are we talking about? Toxie.
Hey, where would you put this movie in the trauma of your fandom?
I think, you know what, for production value, it was good. Some of them that I watched, most of them, I couldn't get through. Well, I did get through it, but Class of Nukem High 2.
Bad.
Oh my god, like, just
the third
like that one.
Really?
I mean, it was fun, but I wouldn't watch it again.
Did you watch the third one? Because it's bad.
No.
Too.
Yeah, the third one's actually bad, I'll admit. I have the DVD of it. I'm like, I'm not gonna get a Blu-ray of this.
Yeah, I liked the first one. The first one was fun. My thing is there's a lot of good ones, and I just think that it is up at the top of the ones that I like. It's up there, but it's at the bottom. The only reason being is that I don't even know if I should be on this episode, to be honest with you.
You're getting in trouble with the school.
The school's not going to search out Toxie. So.
No, they don't even know. And that's the thing. It's like, I think it's cute that they did a lot of little, you know, allusions to The Wizard of Oz and to Citizen Kane and things of that nature. So, I mean, it's not a stupid movie. There's a lot of good elements to it. I feel like when they remake the first one, there's some things that they can incorporate from this one that they could probably put into this. And we don't know what's going to happen. So I don't want to speculate. And so I'm really excited for Doug when it comes out finally, because I think that you deserve it, Doug. I think you deserve this.
Oh, you guys all deserve it too, for, you know, Jason, for being, what's on your shirt, Jason? Is that Toxie on your shirt?
Yeah, it's Toxie.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
Yeah, it's Toxie.
Oh.
I wore my Racist Lives Don't Matter.
I think I have.
That has the skinhead hanging.
I've got it permanently on me here. So there you go.
Well, you know, and that's another thing too. So if you guys come out to Florida ever or come to Orlando, Atomic Horror has a shit ton of Toxie stuff. And I've sent you a bunch of stuff, Doug.
Oh, there's
so
I
much
can't
more.
Wait. Like, well, me and Yahi are gonna come out and visit you soon.
I'm very excited about that. I can't wait to take you guys there because you're gonna love it. Like, it's so much fun there. And so maybe Jason will come out someday and bring the baby.
Yeah.
The
baby.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, one thing I forgot to mention, I always forget it, but in Citizen Toxic, this is the first time I ever seen a smoking baby.
Oh my God.
It's like one shot.
The little baby's like out of the end. Oh my God. And I knew it. I knew when they brought out the other baby that it was going to be the kabuki shit. And I go, you know what? And then it took the sheet off and it was. And I'm like, I can't even. I cannot. So.
That darn kabuki, man. That little scamp.
Oh, man. Well, lesson to be learned at the end of the day, Toxic Avenger 4. Don't come to school on Taco Tuesday. Is that what it was?
What's the taco? Oh, that was horrible. And then she's like, oh, children, duck. And then he's hiding behind them. Oh, my God.
Okay, he's hiding. Yeah. So is Toxie a villain? I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
He's like looking at the kids. He's like, well, you're dead. You're dead. Can't help you. Oh, and then we didn't even mention Lard Ass. Did you guys like Lard Ass?
It was, I mean, we talked about Flyshaker. He was, you know, whenever I see him. But yeah, so this is probably the most acting he's done in any of the movies.
Yeah.
You know, he was just kind of bit parts. But I know apparently he would finance, or he would send him money for some of the movies too, I think.
Yeah.
Which is
why
he's in all of them.
You know, I have to give him credit. Like, he is morbidly obese, but he did a lot of moving around. I just watched The Whale this past week too, and I'm just like, man, Joe Fleischer, you're for a morbidly obese guy, you get around
You heard it, goons, only on Slasher's podcast. Can we compare The Whale, Academy Award winning The Whale, with fucking Citizen Taxi?
I'm going to need somebody to win those AI bots that replaces Brendan Fraser's face with Joe Flyshaker's face for the entire movie.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Just the entire movie is Joe Flyshaker. It's Brendan Fraser acting, but it's Joe Flyshaker's face.
Just imagine that. I cried during The Whale, but just imagine if Joe Flyshaker played Charlie in The Whale. And he's just like, next time you come, you better bring me cash or pastries, or you're not going to be able to touch this ass.
Oh, my God. Oh, that guy's so gross. Anyway.
Well, I'm going to need to get out here.
Yeah. All right. So let's take us home, Doug.
All right. Well, you guys heard it there. We're going to take it back in, like the twinkle our toes and get back into regular time here. And not on a 70s gay porno set like they do in this movie. Or where else do they end up? Oh, they end up in heaven with God.
Yeah, with God.
Yeah. Anyway, I see I'm going off my keister again here, but I hope you guys all enjoyed. This is the last episode of Tromarch, right? I think
yeah.
so. Yeah. Holy shit. Well, yeah, this year's going by fast. And as we see it here, my wrinkles are getting down here and we're getting older and Tromarch will be again next year. So volume 3, how about that? But anyway, guys, I hope you guys all enjoyed. If you want more B-movie schlock goodness, you can check out B-movie TV on Roku. It's a free channel, streaming channel. I have Friday Night Action at 8 p.m. Yahira and Jake have Saturday Night Terrors at 10 p.m. And there's Midnight Sleaze at Barbie's Cream House, too. So if you like the sleaze in Toxic Avenger 4, yeah, Barbie's Cream House is good. And she's always, like, trying out different vibrators and stuff. Yeah, and then she shows, like, softcore Skinamax movies. It's fun stuff. And it's a musical, too, so she does musical stuff. But anyway, yeah, so the other thing is Trash Juice. Trash Juice is now on Amazon Prime, Tubi, and Plex. Same thing with Gross House, Gross House 2. So if you like this trauma-style humor, gross out nastiness, then Gross House and Trash Juice is up your anus. Yeah, and then who wants to give the info on Redbubble? We got to whore ourselves out for the whores that we are.
All right, so we have a Redbubble where you can get all of our Slashers merch, t-shirts, stickers, all kinds of mental dams we talked about. We're getting really into that one. Redbubble.com at /slasherspod. So that's where you can get all of our cool merch. What is the Instagram, Adrian?
The Instagram is at slasherspod. You can follow Doug at Doug Bizarro and Jason at Jason63, but, you know. Jason doesn't want any dick pics, so please, you know, refrain.
Send those to Doug.
Send them to Doug. And then we also are on Facebook as well, Slashers Podcast. And don't forget the Mutant Goons from Beyond page. We're both on Instagram and Facebook. Don't forget to, if you want to support us monetarily, patreon.com/slasherspod. You can donate from $1 to $5 tiers. If you want a t-shirt, just let us know. Like, I mean, if you're at the $10 tier after so many months, you can get a t-shirt. And then, oh my God. The Slashers Podcast Fitness Challenge is over, and we fucking won, guys!
Oh, yeah, look at that. All those.
You're welcome, guys. You're welcome. It was all.
Oh, yeah. Jason,
it was all Jason, yeah. And so we won. I'm very excited about it. Joe apparently has said that I will get a Much To Do About Nerding t-shirt. So I'm very excited about that because I'm going to cut it up and make it a cute little crop top. But anyways.
Yeah, so you were the one that did the most, but who else? Carlos, right? Carlos got one of the highest rankings. So congrats to you, Carlos. See, you're getting a shout out on the Slashers pod here. So
Carlos is also getting a t-shirt. He's getting the Slashers Things t-shirt that I sent him already. So hopefully when he gets it, he'll tag us in it. And so when we do another fitness challenge, we want y'all to like join. Even if you don't work out a lot, just join. Let's beat the fucking nerds' asses. Oh my God. Is that
and then you can post sweaty selfies and show as much anal camel toe as you want. You won't get flagged.
Oh, are you talking about my camel toe?
No, I'm talking about my camel toe. My anal camel toe.
That's called a moose knuckle. Oh. Okay.
No. Someone posted, was that a moose knuckle? All I'm thinking about is those TikTok leggings where the thong snaps and the girl loses her.
Okay. I just said that too. That was awful. And that bitch fell right back with all that shit. I go, honey, you don't wear a thong to the gym. Okay. So that's our Slashers podcast advice for you today.
Don't wear a thong lifting with your TikTok leggings. All right. Exactly. Well, that was a fun one, guys. I'm spent. I need a cigarette. I need to rejuvenate. And goodbye and good die.